piece of the original song, but now I remake it into a new version, to a more adult version of the song, because originally, Sahabat Tersayang, it was, the meaning of sahabat, best friend itself is very universal, right? But the meaning of the original song, the best friend is my mother. So I remake the song into a newer version. Initially, I wanna present the song for my mother as a Mother's Day song, but turns out I was pregnant at the time, so it was kind of perfect. Now that I am a mother, I am an adult, so my mother, so my daughter can now, you know, present this song for me as a mother. So it's kind of like a full circle moment for this song, Sahabat Tersayang.
The beaches in Lombok have long been known to be beautiful and amazing. This also makes the Thousand Island Mosque now one of the favorite destinations of foreign tourists. The foreign tourists are thirsty for the panorama of virgin nature and rarely touched by humans. One of them is Sugar Beach. Sugar Beach is one of the legendary and popular attractions in Central Lombok Regency. The exact position is in the Sukadane village area, Pujut district, including one of the mainstay of Mandalika. This beach is actually still in line with Kuta Beach, Lombok. The two destinations are only about 2 kilometers apart. A visitor departing from Lombok International Airport, it takes about 30 minutes to get to Sugar Beach. If you want to stay in the Senggigi area, the trip will take about 1.5 hours. Visitors does not need to worry about access. The condition of the road to the Mandalika area is very good. Sugar Beach area is quite extensive. There are several points that you can explore to enjoy its natural beauty. Each side of this destination offers different panorama, also spoil the eye. For those who want to see the charm of the beautiful Sugar Beach from a height, you can go up to the hill around the beach. In Sugar Beach, you will find a row of statues around the beach. The statues are on the North Beach, where the ocean current are calmer. You will see a kind of monument that depicts the princess about how to free herself from 3 men. This statue is none other than the legend of Princess Mandalika. Lots of people believe that Sugar Beach is the location of Princess Mandalika to drown herself. Until now, the legend continues to be preserved through the Baunyale festival. When the annual event is held, residents will be busy trying to catch sea worms. This animal is believed to be a congratulations of Princess Mandalika. Well, listeners, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder featuring Sugar Lombok Beach. I'm Niko Kusmati. Thank you for listening.
Here is keyword of the day. Truth is not decided by how many people believe in it. A quote by Kiai Haji Ahmad Dahlan. Kiai Haji Ahmad Dahlan was born in Kauman, Yogyakarta, Indonesia on August 1, 1868. Kiai Haji Ahmad Dahlan was also the founder of an Islamic organization, Muhammadiyah. He contributed to building many fundamentals towards the independence of Indonesia from manpower, equal education, health, and even faith. Kiai Haji Ahmad Dahlan also pioneered a modern Islam that is adaptive, dynamic, and progressive. Three Indonesian representatives secured quarterfinal tickets for the 2025 BWF World Tour Super 300 Orleans Masters. After defeating their respective opponents in France on Thursday local time, the red and white representatives who secured tickets to the last eight were mixed doubles Adnan Maulana and Indah Cahyasari Jamil, who managed to eliminate the Taiwanese pair Liu Kuangheng and Chen Yuqi in two straight games 21-13, 21-14 on Friday morning Western Indonesia time. Previously, Indonesian mixed doubles Rehan Naufal, Kus Haryanto and Gloria Emmanuel Wijaya secured a ticket to the quarterfinals after eliminating the first seeds from Malaysia, Chen Tangchi and Toh Yi Wei in two straight games, 21-8, 21-17. And next, they will face the top seed from South Korea. Refer to Indonesian women's doubles, Apriani Rahayu and Siti Fadia Silva. They will face the top seed from South Korea, namely Baekhana and Lee So-hee, who easily won over Elsa Jacob and Anne Tran in two straight games. Unfortunately, Apriani and Fadia Stubbs failed to be followed by the women's doubles, Melissa and Rahel, who lost to the Malaysian pair, Pei Kigo and Mei Sing To. Well, congratulations for the Indonesian representatives that advanced to the quarterfinals of the 2025 Orleans Masters. For those who do not advance, well, of course, we still thank you so much for your fight. Keep on fighting. Keep on working for Indonesia. Well, listener, to bring more Ramadan vibe to our studio and of course to into your place where you are listening to VOI, let me play you a religious song by Bunga Citra Lestari. Bulan Penuh Ampunan or The Month of Forgiving.
Berkat Sang Maha Kuasa.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Teleponku membuatku tersenyum di pagi hari. Kau bercerita semalam kita bertemu dalam mimpi. Entah mengapa aku merasakan hadirmu di sini. Candamu menghibur saatku sendiri. Aku di sini dan kau di sana, hanya berjumpa via suara. Namun ku selalu menunggu saat kita akan berjumpa. Meski kau kini jauh di sana, kita memandang langit yang sama. Jauh di mata namun dekat di hati. Dering teleponku membuatku tersenyum di pagi hari. Tawa candamu menghibur saatku sendiri. Oh, aku di sini dan kau di sana, hanya berjumpa via suara. Namun ku selalu menunggu saat kita akan berjumpa. Meski kau kini jauh di sana, kita memandang langit yang sama. Jauh di mata namun dekat di hati.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 47.55 kHz and via streaming on voynews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Mesmerizing getaway, a holy sanctuary, a captivating culture, sublimely sacred, yet also excitingly profane. The ultimate paradise. A luxurious escapade. Here you have some of the hippest spots on the planet. Release your inhibitions for an adventure of a lifetime. Whether you fancy the beach or golf, just love food served exotically. Or adrenaline rushes. Enjoy oases of tranquility. Where pampering is art perfected. Mysteriously festive. Tourism with its own history. Branded hospitality. The ultimate travel destination and more. Bali. Wonderful. Indonesia.
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile. Kindness and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand and dance with me. A nation with a soul. For me, a sight and sound. Cause the beautiful nature.
Many people may know Ende for Lake Kelimutu, the three-colored lake with breathtaking beauty. But few people know that Ende has hundreds of different cultures in every region. Therefore, we take you to a tradition village which is located 12 kilometers to the east from the city of Ende, namely Wolotopo Village, the city of Argos in Greek story. That's what people may cross through their mind when setting foot in the village and seeing it from the height of about 800 meters above sea level. We are getting amazed after 30 minutes of driving from the city center of Ende. Passing through semi-hot mix road along the coast of Nanganesa with waves and sparkling black sand which have particular charm. Precisely in front of Wolotopo Church, which stands steadily, we begin our journey to the center of traditional kampong. We trace rising paths and pass through village, meeting people with friendliness. They do not hesitate to smile at us while doing their activities. Children are playing and running around, enjoying beautiful moments. Before arriving in the center of traditional kampong, we should meet Bernardus Dei to ask permission. He is Mosalaki or custom leaders in Wolotopo village. He is precisely called Mosalaki Dikasawu, who plays a key role in every traditional processions in the village. The middle-aged man guides us to Nuapu'u or the origin kampung, where Sawu Ria or big houses are situated. There are two Sawu Ria in the village, namely Sawu Atalaki and Sawu Sue. They are wooden stilt house with rumbia as the roof, with steady rocks arrangement which have existed since the first generation to the seventh.
Rumah ini sudah lapisan ketujuh.
This house is already for the seventh generation. It was not noted yet. This house is symbolic, related to the territory rights of custom law people. It symbolizes working together and unity. This house was built with ritual ceremony.
Every house is inhabited by two tribes. Each tribe only has three heads of families, which means every Sawu Ria is inhabited by six heads of families. Now we take you to enter Sawu Atalaki to explore parts of the house. Sawu Atalaki has two sides, the left and the right side. Every wooden building side, which is inhabited by two tribes, have three rooms, with each name and function. There are Wajah Bu'u Ria, Wajah Lulu, and Wajah Tenda.
Di dalamnya ada tiga bagian. Yang pertama bagian Buria, setelah Buria Wajah Lulu, yang kedua Wajah Tenda.
There are parts inside the house. They are Wajah Buria, Wajah Lulu, and Wajah Tenda. The first one is inhabited by the first child because Bu itself means the oldest. Then there is a place to keep the ancestors' heritage objects. There is also a place for Mosalaki to discuss. In front of the house, there is a place for musyawarah or deliberation and traditional ritual. After that, there are bedroom and kitchen. The position is the same both in the left and the right side.
Begitu pula sebelah kiri dan kanan, sama, sama semua posisinya, seperti hitungannya.
To build and renovate the traditional house, it takes months and even years through various traditional ceremonies which need high cost, at least 2 billion rupiah. That was the total amount revealed by Bernardus Dei. Although most of Wolotopo villagers are plantation farmers, they are willing to pay big amount of fund for traditional affairs. Moreover, their relatives who have been wandering are willing to do that. In 2005, Sawu Atalaki was renovated, starting from the making of temporary gubuk or hut to the process of rope yarn spinning, which was arranged with traditional ceremony. The spun rope yarn was used to pull pegs of wood called Tai Telu Lolu. Then people break down the house and held a traditional ceremony to move their heritage objects to a temporary hut which was built before the ceremony. After it was all done, a ceremony called Lealako to prevent bad luck during the construction process of the traditional house was held.
Upacara Lealako itu di mana para tukang dengan
Lealako ceremony is when construction workers clear location both in kampung and in the forest. They should give food in four directions to stay away from bad luck and obstacles. They give a ring to the ruler of the forest before cutting the woods. An animal is given a sacrificed animal. Once it arrives in the last phase of construction, offering is put again to show thanks and gratitude to the ruler of the forest.
After all construction materials are complete, the people do Tenda Sao ceremony. The all-night-long ceremony featured Tandak and Gawi dance. In the morning, people go back to work to put Leke Pera, house pole, with offerings. People say that it has a magical power and it functions as supporting poles for other poles. It is the main pole which will hold back any kinds of disaster. It is in the right side of the house. This process is done for 4 years. There are special days in the process of traditional house construction, where all villagers are prohibited to do any activities, including waving or doing house chores. The days are considered as purification to make the traditional house sacred.
Telah melakukan pemasangan lekepera, dilanjutkan pemasangan untuk balok untuk buat tenda rumah.
After putting leke pera, putting blocks for the pole is done in 4 days. After that, there are 4 days of purification in which the house owner, construction workers, and all villagers are prohibited to do any activities. The house is fenced with leaves to make it sacred. Within 4 days, activities like weaving and constructing are stopped. They cannot touch the house either. The 4 days off are special for this house purification. After that, the construction begins again in a ceremony.
Although the traditional house is constructed, the people cannot immediately live in the house. There are more series of traditional ceremonies. Before the launching ceremony, in the dusk, precisely at 6, custom leaders does bad luck prevention process again by giving offerings in 4 directions to repel bad spirit in the village, forest, and in the sky. In the evening, the ceremonies of Gola Nio, Poke Muku, and Gawi Kea are held in Kedak Kanga, which is participated by regional government officials and all Mosalaki in Wolotoko village. Kedak Kanga is a place where their ancestors did worship with one stone monument named Musumasi. This monument is the center of all spiritual power in Wolotoko village. Besides, there are stone graves which have existed for hundreds of years in Kedak Kanga. The graves will be used as the last eternal resting place for Mosalaki.
Kedak Kanga, rumah tempat tumuja berhala oleh seluruh para Mosalaki.
Kedak Kanga is a place where Mosalaki worship the adults. The graves have levels. The central circle has a stone monument called Musumase as the center of spiritual power. The stone is worshipped as an idol. People put offering in the upper part to symbolize the sky and in the lower part to symbolize the earth. The stone monument is buried by Mosalaki in a kampung center called Puse Nua in Leo language.
In the end of the series of ceremonies, all people and Mosalaki do Tandak and Gawi dance accompanied with Golamba traditional music to show gratitude for the smooth construction of Saoria. That's the culture and tradition in Wolotoko traditional village. A traditional village with hundreds of ceremonies which are still maintained. A village with megalithic site which is still preserved until today. Hopefully, This information can broaden your insight about the cultural diversity in Ende, Flores, East Nusa Tenggara, Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Satu bintang yang berpijar teruntai turun menyapaku. Ada tutur kata terkenap, ada damai yang kurasakan. Tidak kiranya sempurna kepedihanku. Menindukan memuja hadirnya, terbuka aku menatap wajahnya. Aku merasa mengenal dia, tapi ada entah di mana, hanya hatiku mampu menjawabnya. Maha Dewi tetapkan nilainya pencarianku.
Menghirup rindu yang dan sentuhan hangatku saat itu tak mencari makna. Tumbuhkan rasa yang serta kenara.
Presents a traditional song from Central Sulawesi entitled Tope Tugu. The song Tope Tugu tells the story of the courage of the heroes and fighters in Palu, Central Sulawesi. The song is often played in various events in Central Sulawesi. Tope Tugu has also been performed several times abroad, such as at the 2017 Tong Tong Festival in the Netherlands and the 2018 Asiatica Film Festival in Rome, Italy. Well, listener, here is the song Tope Tugu by Hajar Bleh Big Band featuring Zaro Ananda. Enjoy!
Thank you. Indonesia.
Listener, how is the potential of Indonesia's economy and investment this year in 2025? Here is the view of Indonesian economist Gunawan Benjamin.
The economic sector that I think that will be held, or maybe the development in that still growth in 2025 is agriculture, because this is the defense economic sector, and then food and beverage accommodation. This is because we know that the government have a program for Makan Bergizi Gratis, yeah, or MBG. Mm-hmm. I think this is one of the policy that will push the domestic consumption. And the rest, of course, commodity sectors such as palm oil, coal, or nickel. That's it.
For more details on VOI Talk on the Indonesia's investment potential in 2025, check out on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
I could be home by now, packing myself all ready to go. I could be chillin' by now, keeping it low-key, never could show. Never would have thought somehow, you could keep me waiting, never going home. Never would have known somehow, you could make me love and wanna see how this goes. So all I wanna do is stay with you, dropping out the blue, I'll see it you. All I wanna do is stay with you, acting like a fool, all I need is you. Feeling out like I'm 18, looking back to the days when you miss it up. Always been left alone, thought you could fit in on my stones. Running down through the daydream, gonna stop thinking about how you miss it up. I don't wanna be alone, hit me anytime up on my phone. Da-da-dum, 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 ooh. And I could be home by now, talking myself, no one in it though. And I could be chilling by now, feet up, cross legs laying on the floor. But stop, let me get a look at you. You're so cute, got me loving you. Let me get a hold of you.
Here is Newsline. Indonesia expressed its continued commitment to establishing cooperation in the economic and trade sectors with all countries, including the United States, amid the ongoing trade war. Spokesperson of the Foreign Affairs Ministry, Rolian Shah Sumirat, said this commitment is reflected in the various bilateral communications established so far, both at the ministerial level and through the ambassadors of each country in Jakarta and Washington, D.C. He conveyed this in response to questions on the possible impact of the U.S. trade war under President Donald Trump's administration on Indonesia. Indonesia's customs office has adopted the theme, The Charm of Nusantara Flowers, as the new design for 2025 excise tape. The creation of this excise tape is the result of collaboration with the Indonesian Money Printing Company, or Peruri. Head of the Public Relations and Counseling Subdirectorate of Customs, Budi Prasetyo, said on Thursday, changes to the design are made every year to improve security and minimize the circulation of illegal excisable goods. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Masa-masa berdua bersamamu saat itu, canda tawa manis lugu dirimu saat itu.
Aku cinta kamu,
tak ingin aku berpisah sebentar saja.
Ku rasakan dunia milik berdua. Aku selalu salah tingkah saat tidak kamu. Kamu tetap yang terindah. Jangan pernah berubah. Berdua meraih mimpi kita. Ada masalah yang pernah kita hadapi di sini. Jangan ragu, kau dan aku pasti bisa lewati, lewati. Percayalah, ku akan selalu bersamamu. Karena itu sebuah janjiku padamu. Aku selalu salah tingkah saat tidak kamu. Kamu tetap yang terindah. Jangan pernah berubah. Berdua meraih mimpi kita. Tidakkanmu, kamu tetap yang terindah. Jangan pernah berubah. Berdua meraih mimpi kita. Aku selalu salah tingkah saat tidakkanmu. Kamu tetap yang terindah.
Today's Music Corner presents a song from Paul Partohap. Paulus Andreas Partohap Silalahi, or better known as Paul Partohap, is an Indonesian singer and musician born on April 30, 1993. He's also known as the husband of Gita Savitri, Indonesian YouTuber and influencer. Paul began his music career in a debut single featuring Gita called Seandainya, or If Only, released in 2017. After that, he kept releasing more songs. On November 19, 2024, Paul Partohap released a new single titled Vitamin U, which goes viral in social media, including on TikTok. The song is the second release after the full album launching, Lover's Atlas. Paul writes Vitamin U along with Khalisha Ishana, who also becomes the producer. Just like the other songs, Paul writes the song lyrics inspired by his wife, Gita Savitri. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song Vitamin U by Paul Partohap. Enjoy!